My name's Dave Pickering and I'm a journalist with the North Edinburgh News. What I've just witnessed is close to a disaster actually. After a marathon council meeting lasting 9 hours, the council has decided to disinvest, to use the phrase, in community newspapers. And fairly major cuts to a lot of community projects, which is going to have a devastating effect on some of the poorest communities in Edinburgh. I mean, I think what we've got to look at, we've got to see what's possible now. I mean, as you know, I mean, it's expensive to produce a newspaper. I mean, ideally we'll continue to do that, and there's a lot of people who still, of all ages, who still like to read a newspaper physically. We've got to see what options are available to us now, really. I mean, I think there's a determination that the paper will carry on in some capacity, and if it's a digital one, then so be it. But we'll certainly aim to continue to produce.
What have been your highlights in the time you've been there?
Highlights? Actually, there have been so many. I mean, I've done nearly 12 years, and in global terms, these are quite small successes and things, but in areas like ours, where the publicity tends to be invariably negative, young kids winning national awards is a great story. People tend to live not quite as long in areas like this, so if you have a diamond wedding, it's a huge occasion. But it's actually working with local schools who've achieved some great results with some kids with some quite serious problems. It's wee human interest stories that are always the big ones for us. It's no difficult to fill in on a monthly basis with good, positive, good news stories, and we're probably quite unique in that. But I would also say we're quite unique in that we don't have to sell newspapers. I mean, it is a free community newspaper. But I've never found any difficulty at all in filling an end monthly with good quality, good copy and good news. It's too easy to stigmatise an area. Certainly in terms of North Edinburgh, one of the worst things that could have happened for us, unfortunately, and it was a great book and it was a great film, but it was Trainspotting. Now, for some people, forever, Muirhouse will be a place that is full of junkies. And it takes an awful lot to get away from that. You know, it's a difficult thing to overcome. And areas like Poulton, Craigmillar, Wester Hales, the areas who have been cut worse today, these are all the areas that have got so much more to overcome. I mean, Edinburgh is a great city in a lot of ways, but as one of the councillors made the point, it is a divided city. I mean, there's great wealth in Edinburgh, but cheek by jowl with that, there's very poor areas. And I think it's the poorer people that have been the victims today.
There was a lot of debate about neighbourhood partnerships. Where do you sit on that? You've seen them firsthand. How
well,
do they work?
Well, I'm a member of one of them. I've got to be honest, with the process this year, I think it's really opened my eyes to the fact that you begin to question, should you be involved in neighbourhood partnerships at all when recommendations that they are making are completely ignored by officials? My concern was that the people making the recommendations didn't take the time to speak to people who use services. You know, not people sitting around tables, but maybe going into community centres or visiting pensioners' clubs or after-school groups and things like that. And that's when you can get a real idea of the value of a project, not just the financial cost, but the value to your community. And when you actually start to cut away, These are not sort of add-on services. These are essential services to a lot of people. And I think it's so easy for councillors to sort of wade through reports, look at recommendations and say, we'll go for that, because the officials think that's the way to go. I only wish that the officials had taken the time to maybe visit some of these projects and find out how much they're valued by people. You can understand that the council and government want to get best value and they want value for money. That is understandable. Money is tight, but I think there are other areas in which the council could have considered cutting before cutting voluntary sector projects which didn't have huge funds. Year on year, our budgets have at best been standstill, but usually cuts for the last 3 or 4 years. There's no fat to cut in these projects. I mean, most of them, they really run with the help of volunteers. So there's no fat you can trim off. You know, you can't tighten your belt anymore. There's nothing left. And my concern is North Edinburgh will look a different place in a year's time. Quite honestly, it's as bad as that. I mean, the other project managers I've spoken to, everybody's concerned. And over the years, we've built up such a great network of partnership working between organisations that's going to be fragmented now to a great extent, and that's another concern. So we'll do, I think, what we always do, and get on with what we've got, and try to adapt to changing circumstances. I think that's all we can really do.